Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm tapping in with my girl, Rella.
With the coolest girl in the world.
The coolest girl in New York City, perhaps, at this time. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
It's Rella G's.
Rella G's.
Yes.
Rella G's. We're just so tight. We on a first name basis.
Nah,
I forget the G's.
Yeah.
And I know you're not really a G.
Yeah. How you know? I'm really a G, but I'm not G's.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. We're gonna get to that though. So I've been knowing you since I did the Booba interview, maybe like 6 months ago, maybe a year ago.
Facts.
I forget.
I came through with him.
Right, you came through with him. You were on the couch. You guys got separate interviews. Very smart. If you did the interview together, you might be like kind of wasting the clout, right?
Exactly. Was a good time for me to have the interview.
Yeah, because at the time I knew you were rapping, but I didn't know that you were like taking it that serious, and that you were really trying to do something with it like that.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that because I was like on YouTube and rapping at the same time, but now I'm just more like rapping.
You're more focused on
my music.
The music.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. All right, so let's get the early story out of the way. Where exactly are you from, and what was your upbringing like?
I'm from New York City, but I'm from Harlem. People think that I'm from the Bronx. I don't know why.
Okay.
I lived in the Bronx for a short amount of time, but I'm from Harlem. I'm from the east side of Harlem and the west side of Harlem.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what were your parents like? What was your upbringing like?
My upbringing was pretty good, but I was like, I was running the streets, yeah.
So you were ratchet from a young age?
Yeah, not that I was ratchet, I was just always outside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your parents, like, were they good parents, or like, what were they?
No, my parents was good. Not that I was running the streets, but like, I just used to be outside all the time, like, where I'm from, like, in my projects, just hanging out with my friends and stuff like that.
What projects are these?
Carver Projects and St. Nicholas Projects. I'm from both.
Okay, so you come from the mentality of just kind of being outside, hanging out on the project benches and
exactly, in a park.
That was the goal every day. Was just
hang out
and just.
I used to jump boys and stuff like that.
Jump.
We would wait until we catch one of them by themselves, and we would just jump them. It used to be like 10 of us.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's crazy.
I used to vandalize girls' doors out, and like I used to do a lot of bad things.
Wow, so you were a real demon even before this rap,
huh?
Wow, that's such a New York thing, though. Is like that life is all about just kind of hanging out and being out there and just watching it goes down in your area.
Yeah. The projects is something crazy. A lot of people don't think that I'm from the project, though.
Really?
Yeah. They think I'm from, like, the suburbs or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
So were you, when you were young, though, like, hanging out in that kind of area, like, were you like, formally involved in street shit, or were you just kind of, like, a young girl getting into trouble?
No, I was just, like, a young girl. I wasn't really always in trouble, though. Like, I was just a young girl just doing whatever the hell I wanted. But, like, all the people from where I'm from, like, all the hood guys, they know me. Like, you know?
Okay.
Like, I was, like, the little hood princess.
So you weren't, like, a girl gang.
But I wasn't, like,
gangly.
No, I'm not none of that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if girls did that out there.
Yeah, no. Well, girls do that out there, but I wasn't one of them.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So you're doing good in school?
Yeah, I used to do good in school.
So
I was doing good in school up until, like, high school, and then it's, like, I just used to cheat my way through everything. But kids do not do that. Like, actually, like, learn, you know, study for your test, do all that. I'm not, like, promoting that.
What were your methods for cheating?
I used to cheat on everything. Like, tests, regents, everything. I used to cheat on everything. I just cheated my way through all of high school.
You better not cheat on your boyfriend or you're in big trouble.
No, never.
Wait, but so how would you cheat, like, in high school? What are the methods these days?
I would just look at the next person's thing. I would get really cool to one of the smartest girls, and then they would just naturally give it to me. Because you know that one person that you try to cheat from, and they always want to, like, cover the whole thing?
Yeah.
I used to hate those girls.
Right.
Yes. So I just used to just, I knew how to, like, finesse and finagle shit.
I would have a cheat sheet.
What do you mean?
Just, like, a little piece of paper
you
where I would write down.
You used to be one of them kids that used to write it on your arm?
Sometimes, and I think about that.
Oh,
sometimes
tattoos,
with
though.
The tattoos, I could put mad on this.
They weren't even know.
They'll never know, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they thought of that, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
nah,
I was,
people used
bad.
To cheat crazy. I saw one time a girl had a whole thing on her arm. Like, I don't know. I'm like, nah.
Fake tattoo sleeve.
For that, you should have just studied. Like,
a bunch of math equations.
For real.
By the time you're done writing it out, you like actually know it.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that. Okay, but so you're doing all right in school and stuff like that, but when did you start getting into like social media or start trying to do that kind of shit?
I was never into social media until, what was it? Oh, I started dating a boxer, and I wasn't.
What was his name?
Josue Vargas.
Okay, that was on the list of questions that they gave me, but I didn't bother to look up who it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a boxer.
He's
he was
lit.
Like to Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, really?
When I was with him, he was lit.
Okay.
Now he's not.
It's yeah. tough as a boxer because, like, you know, if you start losing, that's yeah. kind of the
My
whole deal.
My cousin's a
right?
boxer, though. You know Edgar Belenga?
No.
Yeah, he's a big boxer.
He sounds hard. I like his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what was I gonna say?
But you stopped because he got knocked out a few times, or what happened? I don't even
no,
know.
No, like, he started getting knocked out after I dumped him.
Really?
That was his karma, I guess.
You think that did it?
Yeah.
You take Rella out of the equation.
Exactly.
Your training camp is useless.
Exactly.
You got nothing.
Exactly.
Damn.
So, yeah, that happened. So, but that's when I started getting on social media, though, because he was lit on social media. I was more like a low key girl, you know? And he would always post me and like that, like, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he would post you. That's how you first start getting like a following. And then where do you go from
there? Like, that's
there?
When I was really good. I was just known like for being his girlfriend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
For how long was this a thing?
We were together for like, I don't remember. I think it was like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
But
how did it end?
How it ended? I don't remember. I think he had to go to training camp in LA or something like that. And I just dumped him.
You were just over it?
Yeah, because it's like, why you keep moving around so much? Like, stay still.
He wants to be successful. He's a boss.
Yeah, but we was like going through our own stuff too. Like, you know, like everybody has that one relationship that like the guy just like goes crazy and does you so dirty that changes you. That was my relationship, like, that I went through the most shit with.
So he was crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy.
It's his fault, not your fault.
Exactly. It's never my fault.
So when you break up with him though, like, what do you start doing with this clout that you already have acquired?
No, but my clout wasn't really from him. Like, he was posting me and stuff like that, but I got lit because I did like a preview to one of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like before I started rapping, and he had posted it on his Instagram. So when he posted a snippet of me rapping on his Instagram, like, everybody, like, his engagement just went crazy on that post, and everybody started following me off that.
Okay.
So it was like the music.
The music was originally the thing that yeah. had you getting attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So, all right, where do you go from there?
Then after that, I just kept on, like, I took myself to the studio for the first time. I went to Plug Studios in the Bronx, and I just kept on just grinding. Yeah. I would do, like, upcoming shows all around New York. I was working with some DJ, and he just had me, like, opening up for big shows, and he would put, like, big artists to, like, be on the main thing. So it just looks like I'm, like, doing all this, you know?
Okay.
Like, he had put, like, Lil TJ and stuff like that, like, big artists.
So he's helping to, like, industry plant you into the game?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, you don't get offended by that at all?
No. I said, exactly, no.
Well, I mean, that's real, you know?
Nah, he was just helping me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Is it true that you were dating Skinny from the Nine at some point?
No, that boy is so annoying. He goes on every like New York drill page, please don't like, and comments like, I had her first. That whole thing with me and Skinny from the Nine is fake. I'm glad you said that. That whole shit was fake.
Really? It's yeah. not true.
No.
He's just
fake.
Lying?
Yeah, he's just lying. Well, Skinny from the Nine is a clout chaser.
Well, I don't even think he would deny that, but.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, every post I see, he's just under it. Like, I had her first. You never had me, bro.
Really?
Like, no.
You never hung out with
we
him
was
back
cool.
in the day?
No, we was cool. No, we did hang out. Like, we was doing, like, little stunts back then. Like, you know?
Okay.
He was doing the little stunts, and I was just like, whatever.
Stunts? Like what? Pranks and shit?
Like, no, little... like, stunts, like, making it seem like it's something that is not.
You know? So you guys were trolling, pretending
yeah,
to be
yeah, it was trolling. Yeah, it was like a troll.
Why? If you're going to do all that, why not actually hook up?
Nah.
No?
Not my type.
I could never. If I will never.
Geez, like,
no matter where I'm at in my life, I will never go do a video with a girl where we pretend to hook up
like
to trick people into that
no,
we have something going on. No, we really gonna fuck,
like
and that's where the rumor's gonna come
that's
from.
That's what I'm saying. He can never.
No.
He just needs to stop trolling. That's just so annoying. Like,
hey.
Wait, how you seen that? What you seen that or something? Oh, he did his research.
Somebody on my team told me to ask about that.
Yeah, no.
Right. Okay. So at what point, like, how did you meet Booba? Wasn't it like you paid for a reaction or some shit?
No, I did not pay for a reaction.
I thought he said that.
No.
No?
No. I had met Booba. Oh, I had did a drill song, and then my friend that I did a drill song with, she had hit him up, and then I hit him up at the same time. Like, somebody sent him to me. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, let's do a video. And then he was like, yeah, I want to do a video with you and your friend. That, like, your friend just wrote me. And then we just did a video. Like, I was just having fun.
So this is like, when you're a YouTuber, this is how you hang out with girls. You're not like, hey, let me take you on a date. You're not like, oh, let's hang out.
Let's go to the mall.
No, you're like, let's do a video. Let's do a little social media stuff together. And that's how we get to know each other.
But I was the first Joe Rapper girl that he did a video with.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I find that cute.
At a certain point, there weren't that many to choose from. Now we got a bunch.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Right.
But yeah, that's how we met. We did that video. And then ever since then, we just been... How you say it? Inseparable.
Yeah.
I'm learning big words now. Inseparable.
That's a very big word. Before you were drill rapping though, you were on your hot girl shit, or what were you doing?
Yeah, I was on my hot girl shit.
That's how we're gonna describe it.
Bags, hover faucets, figures. I was on my city girl hot girl shit.
Who influenced you to get into the drill shit though? Did you have some ops you wanted to smoke or what?
Yo.
What?
No.
Some it packs?
Was like, I was doing drill first. And then I went to hot girl shit because that's what was in, you know?
Okay.
And, like, people were saying, like, I have more, like, a hot girl, like, you know, image. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't take me really... I feel like a lot of people don't take me serious as a drill rapper because of my looks.
Right.
So I feel like I just look so, like, prissy and, you know?
But there's a lot of girls in the game now. Yeah, some are kind of tomboyish. Like, some are on some sexy shit.
I mean. It's like, I'm not really tomboyish.
Right.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, will you ask me again?
I don't know. I'm just like transfixed on the green hair. I keep getting lost in thought, just staring at it and thinking about how green it is.
I'm crying. Wait, what did you say? Oh, yeah. You said I used to do hot girl stuff. Yeah, I was doing hot girl stuff because that's what was in at that moment. Like, mm-hmm. The Ruby Rose was coming up. Right. Megan Thee Stallion, you know? Cardi B, the WAP.
Right, the WAP. Okay, she pointed
so
out.
I was like, let me try that.
But, okay, what made you want to get into the drill lane, though?
What made me want to get into the drill lane? Oh, because I feel like that's what started getting hot in New York again.
Right.
So I was just like, let me just go back to my drill shit. And that's what I really liked it the most because I like all that, like, gangster shit. Like, I'm from the projects. Like, I don't want to keep talking about pussy, papa, pussy, this, that.
Right. Those kind of are the two options in music right now. You could either make sex rap or death rap.
Oh, you could really mix it up. He said, oh, death rap. That's crazy.
Well, a lot of drill music is like that.
It's funny because my friend Kenzo B, she posted the other day, somebody wrote her, like, I love your felony music.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, nah.
I don't think that's unfair. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's true.
A lot of the drill music really does kind of sound like the theme for that.
Yeah. But I love drill music. You listen to drill music?
Yeah, a little bit.
It just makes you kind of like fucked up in the head a little bit. Like, driving and listening to drill music, it just makes you like just want
to. It reminds me of listening to like really crazy metal music when I was younger, where I feel like sometimes I can listen to it for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but then at a certain point, my brain just starts to feel kind of scrambled by. Like when Use Jesus just screaming through my fucking speakers, it's just at a certain point, I'm just kind of like, okay, all right.
He's like, I need to put my phone down.
I'm like four songs in and I'm like, I got to pivot. I got to listen to some.
Wait, Hawk Check. Okay.
What was that? Like, what were you looking for right there?
No, I was making sure my wig was on right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you got like an interview wig? Like, you came out here to do some business? And
nah,
just get
I had a wig,
wig
on, but you know, the wig came off, so I had to put on another wig. Shout out here, Queen LA, though. Christian Rock was just there.
Yeah. How many wigs you come through with?
Huh? This is only my second wig I ever wore in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I just started the wig thing.
It's just like I'm special going on occasions.
How do you say it? A hair journey. You know, my natural hair, I'm trying to protect it.
Right.
Yes.
So you have full length hair under there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You thought I was bald?
I don't know. Like, it's just for me as a dude, it's hard to imagine that you have this wig and then you also have a whole thing of
that's
hair.
That's what you'll be saying. Like, mashed
down.
Your hair? Like,
yeah. Like, for me as a dude, it's kind of hard to imagine. Like, where the fuck is it?
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, I twist my kid's hair up into like little tiny ass buns.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can
so
see
like
it.
That. They like braid it.
Make it disappear.
Like, I don't know what the fuck they do. Sew it to you, like, your head. I don't know.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'2". My feet is hanging from the ground.
Yeah, you're the first person who's ever sat here whose feet didn't touch the ground.
Don't
which
say
I'm pretty
that.
Impressed by. I mean, if you had some crazy heels on, they would be hitting the ground probably. So,
but no, I used to wear heels everywhere. I'm never wearing heels again. I hate heels.
Really? So you're trying to like deny that you were short?
Yes. I used to hate being so little, but now I don't care no more.
You like it now? You feel like it's your superpower?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean.
I feel like I'm just so fin-sized, like, you know, and so cutesy, like a little baby.
Fun
that's what
size.
My boyfriend tells me. He's like a little baby,
Really? Does that worry you at all? Like, that's kind of creepy?
No, I like, it's because I'm so, like, you know.
Fun size, though, is something I hear in porn a lot that they use.
Fun size?
Yeah, like to describe a girl who's like really small and like.
Oh, they say that?
They could kind of, or they call them a spinner.
A spinner?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Because they could like.
They could like spin around on the dick. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm crying.
Yeah, no, I would never say
that. He said a spinner.
But, yeah. But what's your ethnicity also?
Yes. Thank you for asking me that because right. Everybody be calling me white. They'd be like this white bitch. But I'm Puerto Rican, Colombian, and African American.
So what percentage of black are we talking? Your dad is full black?
No, my dad's not full black.
Oh, okay.
It's my mom and my dad was like, I think I'm like 50.
All right, so this has become controversial recently.
Yes, I went viral on Twitter.
Like every Hispanic kid from New York, you say the N-word. Let's just be real. Damn near all of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to get some clout and all of a sudden it becomes an issue.
Exactly. Especially
I've seen it happen a million times.
TikTok is the worst place to even try that. They will like literally bash you. They will report you. They've done reported my video so many times. Like my TikTok's been deleted like 50 times.
Really?
Yes. Just all for the N-word. Like I am African-American. I'm going to have to take like a family picture, I think. That's what I'm going to plan. Like right. My sister is like dark skin. I don't know if it's because I'm light skin. I don't know what. But like there's girls.
No, it's definitely because you're light skin.
There's girls that are light skin and they're still black.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely all about like how you present once people start judging it on the internet.
But not only that is like, I feel like sometimes people on the internet just want to troll too. Cause like, I'm telling you that I'm black and you still keep going with the same narrative. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. And another thing is like, if you're calling me racist for saying nigga because you think I'm not black, you're racist for thinking I'm not black just because I'm light skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, you're really the one that's racist.
I mean,
because why it can't be black?
Is black a skin color or is it a mentality?
Exactly. So I was like, oh, wait, what? Now you sound like a Boogie, but he was like, sometimes you got to think about things how you don't want to think about things. Like, what?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I mean, but it does seem like
it's not a skin color, though.
A lot of people do want to kind of deny light skinned black people the right to say the N word online these days, which is right. In real life, it doesn't feel like that's how it works. But then once you take it to Twitter, that seems like that's how a lot of people feel. Yeah.
They try to cancel your ass, but they couldn't cancel me.
Yeah, so you just don't give a fuck. Because a lot of people will kind of be like, oh, all right, I'm not going to say it anymore once they get well known.
Yeah, no, it's because I feel like I know that I'm black, so like I could say it, like, you know. And I'm not saying it in a harsh way. It's just like I'm from New York, so it's just like, yo, my nigga, you dead ass. Like, you know, I'm not using it. Like, that's just how we talk. Like,
right. It was like when 6ix9ine got shit for it. He wasn't going to stop.
He did? Just,
no, well, he got.
Oh, like people would say stuff to him?
Yeah, I remember he was on the Breakfast Club and they were going hard on him about saying it. And he was just basically like, this is where I'm from. This is how we talk.
Is he
I don't
black?
Give a fuck. No.
Oh, he's not right.
So he doesn't even have that excuse.
Yeah, so he's just saying it, yeah.
But I mean,
if I wasn't black and I was just saying it, then I'll probably wouldn't say it, like, you know. But it's like, I am black, so leave me the fuck alone.
Right. I mean, I also just know a million, like, Hispanic people who say it.
Yeah,
they just clearly don't give a fuck. But it also feels like a lot of them do stop once they get famous.
Yeah.
Nav stopped.
When you're famous, you got to stop a lot of things.
Yeah. Nav used to say it.
What? Nav?
Nav had an N-word thing going on for a little while, I believe. Yeah, he stopped.
No, yeah.
They had a petition or some shit.
You lying?
Well, I don't know.
For him to stop saying the N-word?
I don't know. He was just sick of getting shitted on for it, so he just stopped.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I'm going to take a family picture, though.
Okay. So you do this video with Booba,
mm-hmm.
and there was just a vibe right away, or what was it about?
Now that the video with Booba, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I don't know what he was looking for, but I wasn't looking for nothing. Like, I wasn't thinking nothing of it. I just thought, like, we were just doing content. And then we just would spend so much time together because we made it, like, a thing, like, doing videos together. Like, mm-hmm. It was actually doing good.
So you're in a fake relationship before you were in a real relationship?
No, we was in a real relationship.
Okay.
But people were just making it. People were putting us in a relationship when we wasn't in a relationship. We were just around each other doing videos. You know?
So you're like hanging out.
Yeah, we're like
doing videos.
Doing videos.
You're not fully boyfriend girlfriend, but you are like kind of seeing
thing.
Each other.
It was like we was a thing.
But like it must be weird though because you're not like a full on thing yet, but you are have so many people who want you to be that on YouTube that it's almost gonna make it happen, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's how a lot of YouTube couples end up like But
I could see where the pressure comes from because if you're a content creator and you get a girlfriend, I see it happen all the time where dudes like their views double or triple once they get a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they like couples so much. I think they like couples more than like you just by yourself.
Because otherwise, you're just a dude hanging out in your room.
Like,
you know, like,
he's for, like, yeah.
I mean, a lot of YouTubers, it's like you're just a guy hanging out, like doing whatever, trying to get some pussy. And then, like, you're in a relationship. It's like, oh, they're human. Like, I saw it with me for sure. Once I started dating my girl, all of a sudden, like, people were just tuning in all over the place. Yeah, just because they wanted to see what me and her together was like. It was like all of a sudden I was a lot more human to people.
Yeah, like they just love relationships so much. Yeah, I just feel like that's what it is. But like, I don't feel like we got together like because of that though. Like on like, oh, they want us together because of that. It probably like amplified it, but I feel like we really like have feelings for each other. Because I'm the type of girl, like if I'm not fucking with you, I'm not fucking with you. Like it don't matter what the internet doing. So yeah, so, I really have feelings for
him. But what's the vibe? Is the vibe like he's helping you out or like you're helping him out?
What you mean?
Like who do you feel like is benefiting the other person more?
I feel like both of us.
Is equal? Mm-hmm. Equal footing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we both just doing our thing and it just matches together.
Do you guys ever get in fights and put it out there and make that part of the content?
What you mean? Like real fights?
Yeah.
No.
Or do you keep the real shit hidden?
Yeah.
So if you guys really get in a fight,
you don't
post it?
Like we do fight, but like off camera when the camera's not even rolling.
Right.
But there was one video that he did like a panty prank on me and he was like calling some girl. That was the like realest thing on the like on his YouTube channel. Like that got really crazy. Like that was just like, yeah, it went viral like on TikTok. They was calling me the Hulk. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, really? Because you got so mad?
I was like about to break the car. It was so bad.
So you got a temper
on
you?
I'm not playing. And now everybody be saying, I'm not playing. They be calling me, I'm not playing, girl.
Really? Damn.
So I got like 30 million views on TikTok.
But you don't fake pranks with them?
Fake pranks?
You guys don't fake it?
No. But sometimes like, okay, let's say like for instance, like if I see the camera, like this only happened like one time. Like I'll see the camera and it's like, oh, now the video's ruined. So like one time he was just like we were just like, fuck it, like, you know, just keep on going because now, you know what I'm saying? But now we just hide the cameras better. Yeah. Or we would just make it seem like we're recording the whole day and then we just slip it. Like it's just certain ways to do it.
Okay.
I feel like now you think everything on YouTube, like with any couple, is fake though.
Yeah.
Because it's like how you don't know this. You know what I'm saying?
Every family vlogger thumbnail I see, I just assume it's bullshit.
No, and then it's that. Because then it's like, okay, yeah, I did the video, but then the thumbnail makes it look like how you got such a perfect thumbnail. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or it's like, that's one thing I really don't like when I see like a family vlogger thumbnail and it makes it seem like something bad happened to the kid or something bad happened to the girl. Yeah, and it's like, bro, you shouldn't even be joking about the kid getting hurt like that. Like, that's fucked up.
And then you click on it and there's nothing that got to do with that.
Yeah, like you could joke around about yourself getting fucked up or something bad happening to you, but like as soon as you start throwing the kid in there, that's just weird to me.
Yeah. But me and Booba, like, we didn't really start like off of prank videos though. We started more like him telling me my music is trash, trying to take me to the backseat. It was like, it wasn't really like disrespectful videos, but now we're trying to do like more like our lives so they could feel like they're a part of us.
Right.
Less like pranks. And
they want
like
the real deal at a certain point.
Exactly.
Interesting. So how did it actually become official though? Did he ask you?
We came to LA.
Okay. That when I met you?
No.
No, before that.
We came to LA to stay with Curly. You know Curly Sav?
Yeah.
It was Curly, it was Kenzo, Nodi, it was all of us. We all came on a trip to LA like to do content and stuff like that. That's when we became official.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was just like that.
He asked you or was it just it was in the air?
No, he told me he wanted me to be his girlfriend. Like we made it official like that. I don't remember exactly how it was, but
wow.
Yeah.
He didn't like ask your parents or anything?
No.
No.
My mom
pops.
Liked him though. My mom was really the reason why like we really happened because one time I was doing a video with Nodi and somebody named McQueen. You know him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, actually, I used to watch his. He just that is like the weirdest YouTuber. He just has different hot girls come over and he just kind of hangs out with them.
Yeah, I think he's like, really mad at me.
Wait, what happened with
because
you and him?
Because I did a video with him and I like flipped his whole body like he was like trying to tackle Booba and I like grabbed him and I like flipped him over like literally like if you've seen it like I was in WWE.
Right.
And then ever since then like he did a video with me and he didn't even post it like he was just mad after that. Like he went back to LA and he did not speak to us after that. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, because I've watched a few of his videos.
You didn't
videos.
See that when I flipped him over?
No, I did not see
that. Yeah, that was crazy. I don't even know how I did that.
Damn, you really are the Hulk.
Yes. I really like flipped him over my whole back. But I was doing a video with Nodi and McQueen and Booba was like, oh, I have to pee. Like we was in front of my house. And I was like, oh, okay. Like my mom is upstairs. So like, how are you gonna use the bathroom? Like my mom's gonna be like, who the fuck? Like what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
So and I bring boys to my house when I was there with my mom. So then Booba, I was just like, go ahead, just go use the bathroom. I told my mom he was coming upstairs. And when I come upstairs, they was having like a whole conversation together, like best of friends.
Mm.
And that
you gotta impress the mom.
Exactly. He impressed my mom and my mom would just keep talking about him, like, oh, I like Booba.
Because you could give the mom like 5 minutes worth of conversation, make them think that you're cool, and then they'll just defend you for the rest of your fucking life. No matter what you do, you cheat on her, do whatever. And if you were just cool with her
the
for
mom,
5 minutes.
She's always gonna defend you.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. But that just gave him like a bonus.
So do you ever worry when Booba's doing all this content with all these gang-related rappers and doing spicy shit, like doing thumbnails, playing the ops music for so-and-so? Like, does that worry you ever?
Nah.
It worries me, and I don't even know him like that.
I feel like, does it worry me when he does that? In the beginning, not really, because I was looking at it like he's cool with these people. Like, mm-hmm. I would see his relationship with the artists, and I would see, like, they all genuinely, like, fuck with him. So I was like, I didn't think it was nothing. But, like, as time goes by, eventually, like, I feel like feelings get involved. And, like, eventually, like, people will want you, like, oh, you got to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? Even with me with music, they be feeling like, oh, I can't do a feature with this person, that person. Like,
have you had to pick a side in that regard? Or are you,
no,
you're out of it?
I never picked a side, no.
Right.
But, like, people just make it seem like that. Because it's, like, the outside is, like, oh, how you with the G's? And then you with the flocks? And then you with this person? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's, like, the people outside will make other people think stuff with their comments.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that a certain source of mine wrote is, did you and Kenzie B have a conversation after you linked with the flockers?
Kenzie B?
Kenzo B, I think he meant to write.
Did we have a what?
Is it Kenzie now? Is she changing it to Kenzie?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That was discussed.
For real?
Well, because when Kenzo Baller came on here, he was saying basically that her real name is Aaliyah, which she denied, and saying that she needs to change her name and everything. And then I think she was actually saying that she might change it because, but I think it's because of Kenzo the clothing line.
Oh, for real? Oh yeah, probably because, like, you know, you have to like patent your name. Or
yeah,
maybe stuff like that. I don't
something
know.
Like that. But why Gucci Mane out here?
Yeah, right. I would have left
for like 20 fucking years. You've been doing this thing.
Yeah, I don't know though.
But okay. So was that weird? You tapped in with the flockers. Like, is that weird for anybody that you hang out with?
What you mean that? I was with the flockers first.
Right.
Yeah. So I was on the same team as K Flock and Dougie B. Like, we had the same management. Uh-huh. So I was with them. I was never DOA. They thought I was DOA. That's what K Flock is, because I was around them. People would associate me with being DOA. I don't know how that happened.
Right.
Like, K Flock never came up to me like, yeah, Bella, I'm making you DOA, like, or anything like that. So it was like, I was never DOA. But then, a label situation had came by, and they wanted me to do a song with their artist, Sha G's, to get on my Gangsta Barbie remix. So I did a song with Sha G's, and then UG's got on it too. I thought it would be fire.
And you had to tell them not to diss anybody?
Yeah, I told them, like, no dissing on my song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not a big deal to them? They're just like, whatever, that's cool?
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal, yeah.
Right.
They was like, whatever. They understood. They know.
I listened to that, and it was kind of weird to hear them not talking about smoking on somebody.
A lot of people was commenting that. They said, like, oh, shit, they didn't diss.
I was like, what the fuck? This is like a radio version of these guys.
Yeah. But nah, people were saying after that whole situation that I did a song with the Jesus. Uh-huh. That's what they were saying. They was like, oh, don't you be with K Flock and Dougie, that's mad weird. And you got a song with Shimi Moolah and TG Krippy, that's mad weird. And it's like, Dougie literally called me, like, he calls me like all the time, you know?
Right.
And he's perfectly fine. Like, he knows, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But you got some backlash with Dougie because people thought you were dancing on him too crazy, right?
Yeah, and I wasn't even dancing on him. And they were saying he was smacking my ass. He did not even smack my ass. If they zoom into the video, his hand did not touch my butt.
Right.
Dougie is just Dougie, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, is that something that you've kind of thought about before? Is like, damn, like, I'm in a relationship, but I'm also doing my thing as a rapper, and there's going to be certain things like scenes and music videos and shit where it's like maybe they're going to want you to dance with another rapper or some shit. And like, do you already kind of know exactly where the line is in terms of like what you would be comfortable doing on camera?
I feel like all the rappers, like when we talk about drill rappers now, like from New York City, not like the big.
They're not trying
like,
to grind on you in the video.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like when it comes to the drill rappers, I feel like. Like, Booba's cool with all of them.
Mm.
So, like, nobody really tries that with me, you know?
Okay.
Me and Dougie, we knew each other, like, before I knew Booba, before Dougie knew Booba, and me and him was on the same team. So, me and Dougie, like, me and him are super close. Dougie is just Dougie. Like I said, everybody knows Dougie is just Dougie. You can't take nothing he do seriously. Like, he's going to do something. He's not even going to remember what the hell he did the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he's just in his own world. Dougie is in Dougie's world. But okay. he didn't touch my ass, though. He was, like, slapping the hand of the crowd, and, like, I was right there, but the camera was cut, so you can't really see. Mm. And then I was, like, he grabbed my neck, and I, like, fell on him. And then, like, I just pushed him off, because, you know, that is, like, you grabbing my neck. If I go with you, they're going to be like, oh, what is Vella doing? Like, you know? So I just was like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't.
And then I got off the stage. And even the people in the crowd, they was like, I got that on camera. I'm going to send it to Booba. I'm like, oh, my God.
Just immediately snitching on you?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
There was one kid in the crowd. I went to kick him in his head. I'm like, shut up. He kept saying it the whole night.
So in the past, have you been upset at any of these different rappers who kind of like abuse Booba for content and videos?
Abuse him? Like, what do you mean?
Well, I seen him get put in a trash can by Fabio Foreign, right?
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah.
And I know it's for the video and everything, but yeah. Is there ever a time where you're kind of like, God damn, like, leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
No. I know everything be playing. It don't be serious.
Well, not everything, right? The Maino thing was real, right?
Yeah, that was real. Yeah, that was real.
So what was your
that,
perspective
I was
on
there.
That?
That was a fashion show that I was modeling for Daniel's Leather.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was in the back. So if I was there, I would have jumped on Maino. I would have put him in a headlock. Like, what the fuck are you doing to my boyfriend?
That probably would have made things worse.
I don't care.
It would have been a viral moment for sure.
But yeah.
A headlock, especially.
Because people was like, where were you? Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's my boyfriend. Like, I'm going to ride or die for my boyfriend. Like, if anybody touch my boyfriend, I don't give a fuck.
But it's weird because everybody thinks it's fake.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I don't even know if I believe it.
Yeah. You believed it when you seen it?
No. At first, I was like, oh, it's got to be a prank. And then I saw people keep talking about it like it wasn't a prank. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is real?
Yeah, that was real. That was crazy.
That was upsetting.
I wasn't really upsetting. It was just like.
What would you say to Maino right now?
What?
What would you say if Maino's watching right now? What's your message to him?
Nothing.
Keep your hands off my
Who's
hubby.
Who's your girlfriend? Like I said on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. Who is his girlfriend?
I don't know. He probably don't got one.
He probably got all kinds of girlfriends.
Yeah, he probably got a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, he's Maino.
But I feel like Maino's like, he's like an old school, right? He's like an old school rapper.
I guess, yeah. You can say
I don't
that
even
these
think
days.
Booba knew who he was. I didn't even know, like, at that point. So
really?
It was like some people just take stuff certain different type of ways, you know?
Right. But
me and Booba's used to, like, these drill rappers. Like, they play back. Like, we all, like, you know?
I'm just going to say, though, the older you get as a guy, not the older you get, but a guy reaches his prime, like, well into his 30s or 40s usually.
Yeah. So what do you mean?
Like, I mean, Maino probably, if I had to guess, could get more ass right now than, like, 10 years ago. Just because as a guy, your stock price tends to kind of go up over time.
He could get more ass?
Yeah.
What?
Like booty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like when you're like a 20-year-old dude, mm-hmm. you're not at the top level that you're going to get to in terms of girls liking you.
Yeah.
Whereas for a lot of chicks, like in their early 20s, they kind of tend to, you
know. He's a here.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. My girl looks great. She's 31. But I mean, a lot of chicks, they kind of give up.
Yeah, but him, I don't know. He just took it how he took it. I don't know. That shit was crazy.
Right. So is it Maino okay?
No. It's just Maino whatever.
You're not
like
diss Maino in a song or something?
No.
Okay. What was it like meeting Cardi B the other day?
Oh my God, I love her. I met her before though.
Really?
Yeah. I met her at the Shaken music video that K Flock.
Oh, you were there for that? Okay.
Yeah, I was right there. You see me in the video?
Oh, you were in the video too? Okay.
Yeah, I was right there in the middle.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, that's lit. What was it like, though? What was the vibe? She's, like, fucking big, larger than life right now, right?
She what?
She's larger than life right now. She's just, like, so I love huge. Cardi B. It's kind of insane, right?
Yeah. It was cool. I was at the Glorilla concert. I was upstairs, like, in the VIP section with, like, Yo Gotti and everybody. And she had came in, and then she had came out. And when she seen me, like, I was going up to her. But then she seen me, and she just hugged me. She was like, oh, my God. And she just hugged me. I'm like, oh, shit, she that remembers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, she's got to be tapped in.
Yeah.
She knows what's
no,
going
Cardi
on.
B's tapped into everything, though, that's going on in New York.
Right.
Yeah.
She's probably a little too tapped in. She probably has to, like,
know everything that's
she got to keep quiet about all the shit. Because whenever she talks about gangbang and shit, people get so mad at her and stuff these
days.
They
get mad at her for everything that she does. And I be feeling like that with me, too. Anything I do is just always, like, bashing me. But right. It's like, okay, whatever.
That's so crazy that she got so big that then basically she had to stop doing all the blood stuff that she was doing. She got canceled for saying flu. She had a whole nation of Crips mad at her.
For real?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. That? No.
She wrote like, oh, I love this flu dress. Instead of like a blue dress, she wrote like FLUE. Mm-hmm. And like millions of Crips come out the woodwork just
for
like,
real?
Oh, fuck Cardi B. Which is crazy because I mean, like how many things does fucking YG bumped in, going brazy and bumped in, bro? Yeah. Like what the fuck? That's like.
No, it was so funny. You know Ralph Lauren, right? They had posted a picture like of like a lady in one of their outfits, whatever, and she had like blue bees on.
Right.
So like, if you go in the comments, there's like 500 Crips in the comments, like "Ayo, say," like they comment on Ralph Lauren's page. I'm like, nah. That's
They'll
not
try to
funny.
Find some gangsterism wherever
real.
They can find it.
See, they had Crip blue beads on them.
Damn.
But now Cardi, yeah, she mad cool.
Yeah, it was fire.
We tapped in.
Right. Okay. So, what's going on with Ice Spice?
What about her?
You know I gotta ask. Every interview, they got to ask about you. Like, because people were sending me a bunch of subliminal shots that you had for her that mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay.
Did I have said?
Yeah.
Where?
Like, I don't care if you rich. There's a whole little line that was basically.
Oh, my
like,
song? Oh, no, that was for niggas.
Oh.
I said almost every little nigga done been on my dick. Don't care if you rich. I'm really that bitch, like, suck my dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to admit that she kind
of. I'm saying, like, a lot of little niggas been on my dick. And I'm
she opened the floodgates for the new era that we are now living in, where there's a lot of different chicks trying to make it, making drill music out of New York.
What do you mean?
She well, opened. I mean, like, she's.
I feel like Cardi B opened that.
Before her, yeah, but Cardi wasn't making drill music.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, a little maybe, but like,
all her
like
stuff
that.
Is drill.
She's a hot girl musician.
No. Like, Red Bars is like.
You think Cardi B's a drill rapper? I mean,
she's not
she's
a
been
drill
on a few beats
she's not
like
a
that,
drill
but.
Rapper, but I feel like you see how people always put Cardi and Nicki against each other, whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I feel like Nicki, like, opened it up, like, okay, female rap, but I feel like Cardi B, like, for the girls, like, in New York, made it feel like it was more possible. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Definitely. Because Nicki was, like, the only popular female rapper
yeah,
for, like,
moment.
10 fucking years.
Yes, exactly. So then when Cardi B came.
And before her, there was nobody.
Right.
Not nobody, but, like, it was slim pickings for a long-ass
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So I feel know? Like when Cardi B came
yeah.
was when, then after that, girls started coming, like, Megan Thee Stallion, the Ruby Rose, Mulatto. After, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just
like
saying.
Like you said, with Nicki Minaj, it was just her.
But
so I feel like Cardi B
Ice Spice
started that.
Opened it up for the new generation, I feel like. She's a purely drill rapper, even if she wasn't, like, a gangster drill rapper.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to give her props. You won't let me do it. Why do you not fuck with her though? Just because you guys almost were cool right before she blew up, and then you didn't call her.
What do you mean I didn't call her?
She had sent you her number because I'm watching interviews, and she had sent you her number, and you were supposed to call her, but you were just like whatever, and you didn't bother to call her, right?
No. Me and her, we had fell out. We had like an argument, whatever case may be, on my old Instagram. My Instagram used to get deleted a lot.
But you were arguing about what?
It was nothing. Like, you know, pages like to put people against each other.
Right.
So I felt like she said a slick comment, like trying to bash other female artists, like saying like, oh, shout out to the girls that have been doing this forever because she wasn't on the list that they posted.
Right.
Like, she was mad about it, clearly, because she made a slick comment.
Okay.
And then people were like tagging me in it, and I was like, stop tagging me in irrelevant shit, whatever.
Right.
And then she DM'd me, and we started going back and forth.
Right.
It was like that.
Okay.
But then after that, we was not on good terms. And she was asking me like, oh, like we was arguing about that. And then she started asking me other questions like, are you even black? Like bringing that up. And it's like, bitch, why are you asking me that? And we having a conversation. She's like, are you even black? Because you be saying nigga a lot. Like for you to know that I say nigga a lot, you're watching me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't saying nigga to her, so why are you saying that? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So she was just mentioning other stuff, and it's like, girl, like, we were just going back and forth. And then my Instagram got deleted, and then I made a new Instagram, and she followed me on my new Instagram after we had a whole big argument.
Right.
So I was like, girl.
You think that anyone's giving Ice Spice a hard time about saying the N-word?
No.
Does she say it? Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I don't
yeah,
actually
I
know.
So. I think so. In her music.
Yeah. Your N-word's a munch. Isn't that
oh,
what she
yeah,
says?
Exactly. Yeah. So
why am I blanking on this? I've listened to her so much. I listened to her album with my kids.
I don't know, but I seen a post too that Cleopatra was here. The Cleo Trapper girl?
No, she wasn't here.
She wasn't here?
I know of. That'd be
I
dope.
I seen some interview that she was in whatever, and she was even confused like, oh, she never told me. Like, I don't know.
I'm thinking of the Pink Panthers girl that she
no,
has.
No,
the
Cleo
song,
Trapper
but,
girl that she be with.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think she did interview with me. She did one with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
know what Ice Spice race is, but yeah, we got into an argument because of that. She was trying to be shady, I felt like.
Uh-huh.
Then she followed me on my new Instagram, and I asked for her number because it's like, you're going to follow me, and I'm not just going to follow you back like that. Like, I support female rappers that come up. When I first saw Ice Spice, before anything, I was showing her love. Like, uh-huh. You feel me? But I don't know. Bitches just be weird.
Fuck it. If I was bitches, I'd hate me a lot.
Everything to bitches is a competition.
You heard that?
If I was bitches, I'd hate me. Yo, you're being shady.
She had to like recite it, and she's like, "Wait a minute,
you
talking
wait.
About me?" Nah, I'm sure.
But yeah,
she probably talk about whoever. I wanted to ask about the braces. How much longer are those gonna be on for?
I'm gonna get my teeth done.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you just been doing the braces for no reason? Because
exactly.
How long
because,
you had them on for?
I don't know. I think like 3 years.
Maybe. 3 years?
Yeah, and I didn't even need them on for that long.
I wouldn't even be hating, but I just, like, I remember having braces and how much I fucking hated it.
Bro, it's like, they should have been told me this, because I heard that when you take your braces off, you have to put retainers on for the rest of your life, right?
Well, you're supposed to, but I never wore them, and my teeth stayed the same after.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, because I had a friend, like, she didn't wear her retainers, and her teeth were going back. So, like, you think for the rest of my life, I'm really about to wear retainers? Like, no, for that, I just get my teeth done.
I think you just wear them at night.
For real? My friend got one, though, that the retainers is permanently in her mouth forever.
Fuck that.
But in the back, like, I don't know, some shit like that.
My girl got Invisalign, and it fixed her teeth in, like, 6 months.
Invisalign? What's that? Oh, that's transparent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going
to
get that, too.
I know a lot of people got their teeth done at this point, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm scared to do it because I just don't want to get my teeth shaven down. Mm-hmm. So I got to go somewhere that where they don't shave it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Somebody told me that you were responsible for breaking up Lil TJ's relationship.
What relationship?
Is that true?
Yes, everybody keeps saying that. There was yes. no relationship. He was not in a relationship with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's true that you broke it up?
No, I didn't break it up. It was on some shit like me and him was going back and forth, whatever case may be, and the girl was in his mood swings video.
Okay.
Like, you know, they was not even talking on that type of time. As you know, that girl was Ruby Rose's best friend. And Ruby Rose used to talk to TJ. So it wasn't like that. It was just she was the girl in his video, a video of Vixen. And they took a picture. And I don't know. He posted it. But he didn't even really know her. Like, he knew her, but he didn't know her like that. So it was like, I wasn't breaking up nothing. But I was just being me.
You don't want to be a homewrecker in this game, right?
They did not have no home. So what can I wreck?
It's a metaphorical home.
I know, but I was like, no, he didn't know the girl. Like, damn. So, yeah, I posted a picture and I was like, we must be sisters because we have the same daddy. I think you posted that too back then.
Don't blame me. We got a whole social media team. I don't know what the fuck they're
somebody
doing.
Somebody posted that before No Jumper, though, when that happened like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Oh. But that's hard.
It was on the Shade Room. It was on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. You were meant to be a star one way or another.
Yeah.
But you definitely want to be a rapper star, not like a Selena Powell, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You got to try to keep the image.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean.
Yeah. That's why after that, you know, when I did that exposing him shit, it was giving me Selena Powell.
Mm.
So I'm like, let me not even like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just keep my stuff to myself. After right. that, I haven't. There no social media shows. Oh, wait, actually. All right, we're not going to talk about that.
Right. Let me ask you this. Would you ever give Booba a hall pass?
What do you mean? It just sounds like access to something, so no.
Like, just let him, like, okay, it's your birthday.
No,
you can
no,
go get some pussy with no. whoever you want,
never.
And it's cool.
Never.
No, you're too jealous for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
What if he did, like, a really good deed?
What you mean, like what?
Like if he rescued a child from a burning
no,
building.
No, never. I'm too like, yeah, I'm too crazy.
Would you do a threesome with him?
No.
No?
No.
You'd just be too jealous?
Yeah. Because it's like, that's my nigga. The fuck? Like, don't touch my nigga.
Hey, I respect it. Yeah, because I mean, me and my girl done a million
threesome
porn shit.
I'll probably be with it,
whatever,
and then I'll just, and I'll just start beating her up. Like, bitch, why are you so into it? Like, boom.
Yeah, if you fade her in the middle of it, that might kill the sexual attention.
Yeah, right?
He's going to be running around with a boner. Out,
boom.
Breaking it up with a boner. You don't want to put him in that position, you know?
Breaking it up with a boner.
That sounds like a bar.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, breaking it up with a boner. But yeah, like, I don't think it's for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's for most people. I think it's like the threesome thing's probably for like a pretty small percentage of people.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
I don't think the average girl's like meant to be able to handle that.
You can never say like you're never going to do something because you never know. Like sometimes it could just happen. But
also,
like, to sit here and actually like plan something like that, like, no.
People get freakier as they get older.
Yeah.
You're I'm right. pretty sure. Yeah. You know? That's why you go to a sex
Not
club.
Not only that, sometimes it just be like, I don't know.
I haven't been to like a lot of sex clubs, but it's like people in their 40s and 30s. It's not people
what,
in their...
sex clubs?
Yeah, it's not like you're 19 or 20 going to the sex club, I
Yeah,
don't
my
think.
Friend told me about a sex club, but that's a club that like people just like be doing stuff with each other.
It's like a regular club, but you can fuck in the club, I think.
Yeah, like they be having rooms and stuff.
I think, yeah, some of them it's like that too.
No, my friend told me about some club and she said that she had, like, you have to go with somebody. Like, it has to be a girl and a boy.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times you can't go unless you come with a woman.
Yeah, like some shit like that. I was like, girl, my friend is crazy, though.
But I've had girls tell me that they've been having, like, in a sex club, having, like, passionate sex, super enjoying themselves, and then all of a sudden there's just a random dick in their face.
For real?
Yeah, like some dude just walk up and just put it there.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I'm like, what could kill the mood more than that? Mystery dick in my face. Yeah.
Nah.
Sounds terrible. No, I mean, I went to a sex club in Vegas one time, and it was like we were there for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden this dude comes out and he's like banging another dude in the ass.
For real?
In the middle of the shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, they real comfortable.
Yo, I could not believe it. He had a strap on that he was doing it with too.
A strap
on? And it kept happening throughout the night.
Wait, what you mean?
Doesn't like every half hour, it was like a performance that would happen.
Wait, why do you have a strap on if you have a dick? Oh, listen, two dicks.
I don't know.
Like,
it might have even been like, it might have been like a girl doing the banging.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember, honestly. It's been so long.
I don't know. You know, it'd be he probably did have a strap, and then, I don't know, probably double bang. Like,
it's a different kind of strap than the kind of strap you got.
But, like, wait, what strap? Oh, you're talking about this?
Yeah.
You talking about the gun?
Wow. Okay. All right. So, what are you gearing up for music? Wait, you signed?
No, not yet.
Are you thinking about it? You've been having the meetings?
I have a lot of meetings. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean when a girl starts doing that with her hair?
I'm weighing out my options.
Yeah. What does this mean? Like a girl starts just dragging the hair out of their head.
I'm weighing out my options though. Okay. I'm actually in LA. Like I'm taking care of
some. So you're talking to some people out here.
Now, I came to LA for you, and then I had other situations, so it just mashed up. Hey. I was in Rolling Loud.
Right. How was Rolling Loud?
Rolling Loud was lit.
Good experience.
Yeah. I was there. Where I went? Saturday, I think it was.
Right. That's dope.
Yeah, facts.
So what's the big plan? You got, like, an album in the tuck? Or are you trying to drop a project?
I'm going to be working on a mixtape, and I'm just dropping, like, singles for right now.
Mm.
Yeah. But I'm just planning, like, my rollouts and everything. I'm just getting everything structured with my team.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. Is it ever hard for you and Booba to split up the content between your channels and shit? Or like,
ever since my Gangsta Barbie song dropped in January, I haven't really been doing like YouTube videos. So.
Oh, really? So you're chilling out on that?
Yeah. Like, I want to do it, but I just need to focus on my music. So it's hard to balance both.
You think that doing the YouTube stuff, sometimes it could take the attention off the music or make people not take you serious?
I feel like doing my YouTube stuff definitely helped my music.
Okay.
So, yeah, because a lot of people fuck me for my personality. So, it's like, even if they don't fuck with your shit, they're going to fuck with you because of who you are.
My girl likes your music.
For real?
Because I was listening to some of the songs on my
phone. What's your girlfriend name?
Lena the Plug.
Lena the Plug.
So, I'm watching it on my phone, like, watching some videos and shit while we were in this hotel over the weekend. And she just, like, never says anything about any of the music that I'm listening to. And she's just like, I like her. She's good.
Thank you. Oh, Lena the Plug, right?
Yeah, that's a cosign right there. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should do a double date.
He said the cosign.
Double
Lena
date.
Does she does music or no?
No.
She like she can sing.
That's a great idea.
She don't like she can sing though.
Nah, just mom and just being a mom and doing porn.
Yeah, which I do.
Yeah. She does a little bit of archery.
Archery?
She shoots a bow and arrow.
For real?
Yeah, she shoots apples off the top of my head.
No, she does not.
No, she's not that accomplished. But
I'm gonna say, damn.
Yeah,
I
know.
She would do everything.
If she killed me, that would be too much.
No, yeah.
It'd be a weird yeah. cross to bear. All right. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Adam, for having me.
Everybody tap in with Rel the G's. We're going to find out if Booba is pissed off about this interview because he's waiting right out there.
Yes, he is. He's scared of me to do interviews because he knows I talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully I
think I did pretty good this
I don't week. Think I did him too dirty.
Yeah. I think I did good this one, though.
I could think of worse questions I could ask.
Like what?
I don't know. What's the most bitch-ass shit he ever did during your relationship?
Booba?
Most hoe ass shit, YouTuber ass shit.
I don't know. Now, one time though, like, okay, so you know, like YouTube videos, like sometimes I don't like them, so I'll be like, you're not posting that. But him, like,
he'll always post.
Since he's straight a YouTuber, like, right. He's gonna take that to the heart. Like, I spent time shooting this video, so we would get into arguments all the time. Like, he'll be like, I'm posting that. Like, you just made me da 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 da, and I'd be like, no, you cutting that out, and we just start going crazy on each other.
That's the most common fight.
Yeah, like YouTube?
Influencer problems,
yeah.
Mm, I can see it. Yeah. All right, Rel the G's.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Appreciate
What's 22
you.
Stand for?
Pow.
22 shots?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you.
I got shot 22 times when I was younger.
No, you did not.
Survived it like it was nothing. All right, Rel the G's, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, etc. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support.